Cool.
That's what Dune sounds like. That was the Dune soundtrack by Daniel and Carson.
Yep.
Bro, did you see that Dune 2 is getting, like, stellar reviews?
Yeah, I just was about to say
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it got a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes already with 114 reviews. So it's not even like there's, like, 10 people. It's, like, 114. It's not bad.
That's good. So people are comparing it to Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, gosh. Nice. Okay.
So Carson's hyped.
Yeah, me, Beck, her sister, and brother-in-law, we're all going to do a spice night. So we're going to have...
Hell yeah.
We're going to do
cocaine.
Yeah, we're going to do cocaine. No, we're going to do tikka masala.
That's literally what it is.
Play Spice Roads, and then watch the first Dune, and then go see the second Dune.
Good times, good times.
Yep, yep.
I wonder if any theaters are doing double features, because that's a great idea.
That would be really cool.
Welcome to The Clean Slate, with your hosts... Daniel Garza and Carson Phillips, providing you with movie news, reviews, and more. Sit back, relax, and don't forget to go to the concessions to get your popcorn and drinks. For your entertainment, this is the Clean Slate Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Clean Slate Podcast.
Welcome. Is that how we're starting?
I guess
so. Our cold open. All right, y'all. This is Chit Chat.
Yep. Hey, everyone. Welcome.
Do you have any movie news? Okay, for those of you who are new to the podcast, I don't know if anyone is.
Okay.
Chit Chat is a time for Daniel and I to let loose, you know, let our hair down.
Yep. Kick off the shoes.
It's a time for us to get together, talk about some movie news, and watch a TV show usually. And it's a little bit less intense than our normal reviews, a little bit more loose. Sometimes the episodes go longer on accident. So buckle in. Let's chit and chat.
Let's chit the chat. Yeah, guys. So we have we got a couple of things I wanted to cover today, especially the new trailers that are really coming out or that came out during the Super Bowl. One in particular that has got me very, very excited is Deadpool and Wolverine. And that teaser trailer
looks good
was
to me.
Literally so amazing. Like,
yeah, I'm hyped.
I'm glad
honestly
they did the puns too, like in regards, because this is Deadpool's first movie being under Disney compared to Fox. And
did you see that the final battle is at like the Fox logo?
No
way. The 20th Century Fox, like, lettering.
Of course
it is. Yeah, if you watch it again, they're, like, fighting in, like, the wreckage of it.
That's hilarious. No, I didn't see that, but...
It looks cool.
Yeah, I think overall we obviously know that Hugh Jackman is reprising his role as Wolverine, kind of like a segue to getting Marvel characters linked up with X-Men. That's, like, their main drive. I think they're doing some unity in that way. But honestly, I'm just stoked. I think we all had fears of it being Disney-fied, those masterpieces.
Oh, yeah.
But it looks like they're keeping with the same tempo of how they've been going.
It looks R-rated still, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I think Disney seems to be relaxing a little bit on some of their content as far as how family-appropriate they want everything to be. It seems like they're loosening the knot a little bit on some of their properties, which I think is wise. I'm excited for that one. Is there anything else from the Super Bowl you're excited for?
That I'm excited for? Yeah. The new Planet of the Apes movie, they finally released their trailer, The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
And I'm a little skeptical.
I think those Planet of the Apes movies, these new ones, have been a pretty underrated film trilogy, and I'm just really excited for the follow-up. I don't know why.
I just wish it was the previous director. Although this new guy did direct some stuff that I think is decent, like the Maze Runner movies. I feel like those are decent for what they are.
Yeah.
So,
well, that just crushed my dreams
entirely. You have less hope now?
No, one thing that I was like, I'm still unsure of is the Wicked movie.
I'm unsure of it. I like the musical. Like, I think the musical's cool.
I love the musical. I've seen it twice on Broadway and three times total.
Jealous.
But I'm just like, I don't know.
It looks weird, man.
I don't know.
Something looks off.
It was a teaser, that they played on at the Super Bowl.
It looks off, though. Like, something looks wrong visually.
I think so. And I think to visually, it's Ariana Grande.
Looks yeah. like she's been her and then SpongeBob, you know.
What?
She's dating. I think he's in this movie, but she's dating
that's
the guy. I'm pretty sure he's in it. Yeah, he's like a monkey or something.
That's what's the guy that he had that she had an affair with, and like yeah. he divorced. Oh, that's insane! I didn't know it was SpongeBob.
He's not the SpongeBob. He's SpongeBob the Musical SpongeBob.
Oh, crazy. Okay.
Which, if you guys haven't seen that, I mean, I haven't seen it either. But if you haven't seen like clips from it, look it up. It's horrible.
Okay, last thing I wanted to talk about in regards to trailers is...
Twisters?
Oh, wait, no, Twister.
Yeah, it's Twisters. It's the sequel to Twister.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that looks insane.
Have you seen the original film?
Oh, yeah, Michael loved it with Bill Paxton.
That was like a childhood classic for some reason.
It was.
I've been trying to get Alyssa to watch it, but I'm kind of scared it might actually suck now.
It probably does.
It's such a random sequel.
Oh, I know, right?
I'm cool with it. I mean, maybe there hasn't been a good disaster movie in a while, so hopefully it'll be good. So I didn't know. Okay, I'm just going to rattle off a couple things.
Okay.
First off, there's a Blade Runner TV show in the works.
Oh, God.
So that's exciting. That's exciting.
Okay,
and then sure. There's also Sam Mendes just finalized the deal with Sony and Apple Corporation to make 4 separate movies about the Beatles, focusing on each member of the Beatles, which is huge because getting music rights plus like family rights and all that crap. Yeah. Like, I don't know how he pulled that off. So that's exciting. I think Sam Mendes is a great director. So
good for Sam.
Pretty excited about that. And then obviously Civil War comes out pretty soon, and so does Dune 2, which is getting phenomenal reviews. So that's exciting. Yeah. We'll probably do an emergency episode on it, maybe.
Yeah, honestly, I'm down.
I mean, Dune's the best. Like, I love that series, that franchise. So
yeah, I never got to finish I never started the second book. I finished the first, but I didn't get to.
Okay, you don't need to read the second book yet, but now you have to.
Really?
Because I'm pretty sure they're gonna do it. If they don't, I'll be shocked. Because the second one, like for me, it finishes the arc of all the characters.
Oh, interesting. Anyway, okay, so I have a bit of movie news / short slate. That is Madam Web. Guys.
Oh, yeah, you watched that. You're crazy. You're brave.
Listen, I knew it was going to... The first day it came out, it had a Rotten Tomato score of like 43. I'm pretty sure it was 43. Within hours, it went down to 27. And gosh, within 24 hours, if not 48, it went down to 17, and now it is sitting at a measly 13. And I am so shook that Sony did it again. Like, I genuinely believed that the Sonyverse
I told you it was going to be cursed.
Like, it's so bad.
I told you it was going to be bad, and you're like, no, I think it looks good.
I did not say that. Do not do me like that. No, I did not. I said
that's a direct quote.
I said I have hopes that it can still be okay.
Why did you have any hope?
Because, you know what? There are movies like Need for Speed where it was horrible. Also, Dakota Johnson is in that one. But it's horribly reviewed, but it's a really good movie. Anyway. This movie was the hottest piece of garbage I've ever seen, and doesn't make any sense. So many plot holes, such horrible writing, and like I don't know how this movie got greenlit. No, you should. You should like just to watch it of like the insanity of the ideas that they had, and nothing gets fulfilled.
I saw
it's horrible.
I don't know who it was, but someone was saying, like, hey, this is destined to become a sleepover classic.
Yeah.
Like, when kids have sleepovers, they're going to be like, oh, do you want to watch Madam Web? And I'm like, you know what? I hope so. Because it reminds me of Final Destination from the trailer.
Madam Web?
A little. Yeah, it reminds me of Final Destination. Like, the premonition crap.
Oh. No, not really. I mean, maybe a little bit, like 2 scenes, but no, it is not. That would have been really cool. apparently, I don't know if this is true, but what I read was that Dakota Johnson, right after this movie got released and she was doing the press for it and all this type of thing, she dropped her acting agency because
wow.
of, like, just in general how bad everything has been going. So if that's true, that's wild. That's
crazy, dude.
Yeah.
So here's the two things I wanted to add about just kind of random.
Okay.
So one of them, this is in your backyard where they're filming that DiCaprio movie project right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I did a story on
did
that.
Did you see? Yeah, there's a footage of like a simulated explosion and stuff. So everyone in Sacramento is like, oh, I got to see the simulated explosion.
Oh, pretty wow. Cool. Nice.
Yeah. So that's fun. And then the other thing I just came across is, do you remember the Alec Baldwin incident?
Mm, yeah.
Accident, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
That trial has just began. There's a video. You can watch a lot of the trial, I believe.
No way.
And the there's like information coming out that like the person who was in charge of the guns and stuff, the armor, was leaving guns out all over the place and leaving ammo lying on the floor. Like,
oh my gosh,
very unprofessional.
But it wasn't like I'm curious real to bullets, see. Obviously. It was just a gun malfunction, right?
I'm not 100% sure. I think what happened, though, is the night before they were playing, they went out to a shooting range and shot real bullets with the gun, supposedly. And it did fire a bullet. And so there's some interesting info there. I mean, Alec Baldwin claims he didn't pull the trigger, but I'm sure he must have accidentally. But yeah, so we're all kind of waiting to see how the whole Rust film set
yeah.
debacle is going to be handled. And yeah, it feels like that happened forever ago. So
it was. It was like right after the pandemic. It was almost 2 or 3 years ago now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's wild. I'm so, I don't know. It is such an unfortunate situation, but I feel like it has been like the way that everybody's been handling it has been very suspicious to me.
Oh, yeah.
And it...
No, it's strange.
I don't know. Yeah. And the fact that, like, Alec Baldwin went on this whole thing of, like, we need to change the way that we deal with guns in movies. And he was, like, the forefront of that for a minute.
He was trying to act like, oh, I'm just the actor here. No, he was a producer on that set.
Yeah, and
producers
he was
responsible.
Acting like he was a victim of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, he killed someone.
Yep.
So, I mean,
I don't know... It wasn't intentional, but it's definitely, it happened. You know, you yeah. can't deny that it happened, and he probably pulled the trigger. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Anyway, he won't
survive prison.
No. Oh, wait. In other news, did you hear about Danny Masterson?
Yeah. He got moved to another prison.
Yeah, he got moved to the, what was it called?
The Manson prison.
No. The one in Slo. Is that the same
thing?
Yeah,
that's where Manson was kept. Yeah, whoa. Charles Manson was kept there.
And you know what was crazy is we literally just drove by that last week. When we were out there, I was like, wait, what is that facility?
Dude, you could have got his autograph.
I literally could have
walked up.
Danny Masterson.
He's playing basketball, you know?
Yeah, I know, right? Just
he's
on the yard.
He's getting...
Well, apparently...
I almost made a really bad joke.
Apparently, from what I heard, is that he wasn't coming out of his prison cell even to eat. And a lot of the... So they moved him to maximum security there. But there was like a huge plot... From this certain gang to like that they put a hit on him,
kill him.
Yeah, and I think they were gonna.
Well,
kill
you
him.
Know he was super tied to Scientology.
Yeah,
and they were protecting him. So I honestly would not be surprised if they pulled some strings to get him moved someplace safer.
Yeah, well, that's what I heard is that the place that's Slo is kind of a cozier, like
yeah.
facility.
I mean, that could just because he's an actor, I guess.
But why wouldn't
have
they
to
start
be connected to Scientology?
Why wouldn't they start him there?
Yeah, that's true. I bet, dude, honestly, we're probably going to get canceled for even mentioning Scientology. We'll probably get sued.
I know, right?
Come at me. Come at me,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, he lives in LA.
I know you killed
Leave
your
me
wife.
Alone. I live in Idaho, oh. so
I... Wait, don't say where I live. They're in my backyard, dude. They could find me.
I'll cut that out. Actually, I'm pretty sure everybody knows that you live in LA.
Yeah, no,
We've
yeah.
talked about it
Everyone
so much.
Knows where we live. I'm coming for Scientology. I'm going to fight them. Yes. All right, guys. So
we have a big
announcement
for you guys. Let's try to drum it up.
This is big. Yeah. Drum roll, please.
Not like a physical drum. I mean, like, let's just...
No, edit it in. Edit in a drum roll. All
right, guys. We have a big announcement for you. We're so excited to talk about it. Carson, take it away.
As you know, we've been theming every single month, and next month is March, right? So we're calling it Monster Madness.
Monster Madness March.
To celebrate this fun month, we are releasing our second, and let me say it again, our second ever merchandise item. And it's a t-shirt. We're doing another t-shirt.
Yep.
This one has custom art. She's someone we know making the art for the first time, which is really cool.
She has and featured we can't wait Carson to share it with you. And I on the print. So us two will be on this new
line
of merch.
We are on the print.
And yes. We
You can
are...
see my beautiful receding hairline.
You're so insecure about that. We are going to be possibly, most likely, selling hats as well with the same design of our Clean Slate podcast title. But guys, if you are wanting to buy them, we are going to be selling the shirts for $35, the hats for $25, and we are going to be doing a combo pack. So,
but wait, there's more.
Yeah, but we will do the combo pack. We're going to figure out what the price of that will be. But guys, just so you know, we really appreciate it if you purchase anything of our merchandise, because we just know that you guys are huge supporters of us, and it's really just us. It's not necessarily movies, but yeah. But yeah,
you're here for the personality, I guess.
So we definitely went all out in trying to get this shirt made in just the coolest way possible, and I really think that it did. It came out super awesome. So
I'm excited.
Yeah, I can't wait to order mine.
You guys are all gonna see the design. It should probably already be up while you're listening to this.
Yep.
When are we doing cutoffs for orders?
I think we might do two rounds of orders, possibly, maybe not, actually. I would say maybe the second week of March we can get it out.
Okay.
So, or just closing off all the things. I already got four or five people that have ordered or that have gotten pre-orders on it. Yeah.
Are you serious? Oh, I better start working.
Yeah, you better start grinding, dude. Get some people to buy
our shirts. Who are these people? Your mom, your dad, your brother.
My mom, my dad.
You.
Quentin. Tim said he'll buy a hat. And then,
oh, he's not going to buy a shirt? What a fake fan.
Okay, so let's jump in now to Monarch. Do you have anything else before we move on?
No, I'm just excited. Again, DM us like last time. Text us if you're interested. But yeah, let's go ahead and jump into our TV show for the day, which is Monarch Legacy of Monsters, which this is kind of like a little appetizer of sorts for our next month.
It was all planned.
Movies. Yeah, I guess so.
All right, guys. So as you know, we're doing Monarch. We have already watched the first episode. We were supposed to be on episode 2, but Carson didn't watch it. So just a recap of what the show is about. Set after the battle between Godzilla and the Titans, revealing that monsters are real, follows one family's journey to uncover its buried secrets and legacy, linking them to Monarch. So that is the overall arching... logline for this show.
Yes, and for then, the overall
we watched episodes 2 through 4, so the titles are Departure, Secrets and Lies, and Parallels and Interiors. So
weird title for the last episode.
Yeah,
for the fourth episode.
Am
I dumb?
No, you're not dumb.
Am I not getting it? Okay.
Okay, so first of all, I don't want to jump ahead, but my favorite episode so far has been episode 3. It's been pretty intense.
Right. Things happen in 3.
That's where they like crash on the, or not crash, but like,
yes.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Let's talk about 2 first. Yeah, okay. So 2. You want me to cover 2 since it's been a while since you've seen it?
Oh, yeah.
We don't need to tell them the plot, I guess.
Yeah, let's just go from your take, cuz you're right. I forgot I watched this a long time ago.
Okay. So basically, episode 2, we have 2 storylines in this one. One in 2015. Which is like right after G-Day is what they're calling it, which kind of hilarious. Kind of, it's like 9/11 basically.
Or D-Day. They're
like talking about like, yeah, D-Day, 9/11. Like, it's very crazy to associate that with like Godzilla. And then the other timeline that we're seeing is 1952 with the same kind of crew there, kind of seeing how Monarch got started. And in the present day or 2015, what we see going on is they finally meet up with Shaw, who is the He's played
Kurt Russell.
He's the old man version. Yeah, Kurt Russell of the same character his son's playing. And he's in like a assisted living facility. So they're like breaking him out of that. That's essentially what's going on in that one.
Is
so they're trying to all team
or
up.
Is it like a maximum
it's
security?
Like a prison, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like supposed to look like assisted living, I
guess. Right, okay.
So basically they find a photo of him, and then now Monarch is after the kids, the three, I say kids, they're young adults, the younger of the characters.
Yeah.
And so they find him, and they're trying to get more information about their missing father, and he's like, hey, I think he's in Alaska, but first we have to go through South Korea to get an airplane for some reason.
Yeah.
And then in the 1952 timeline, we kind of are even further back, and I believe it's the first time they all kind of meet up mm-hmm. in the past
yeah.
for this early version of Monarch. And there's like a creepy ship that has like corpses all morphed into the wall. It's kind of a cooler storyline there.
Oh, yeah, huh?
About a weird dragon, and they fight their first monster
yeah.
as Monarch in that sequence there. Cool stuff.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's actually just cover three and four, and then we'll just talk about it as a whole.
Okay. Okay, let's do it.
So episode two in the 1952 timeline, they're really kind of doing, like, they bring to the attention of the monsters to the military, right? And then, like,
yeah.
they do this whole...
Well, he's supposed to be, like, a bodyguard for the scientists, so they're not fully... I mean, episode three is when the military knows even more.
Yeah.
Episode two is kind of like, things aren't that serious yet,
yeah.
you know? But they're about to be.
Exactly. And so then they go into this whole thing. I mean, like... What is it? They plan a whole demise of trying to kill Godzilla and trying to
yeah.
end him.
They want to nuke him.
Yeah, and so what they do is they set up a whole...
Monarch's basically kind of like, the only reason they're getting funding is so they can develop ways to like fight Godzilla and other...
creatures alike. So anyway, they...
Mutos.
They successfully, or at least they think, successfully kill Godzilla. And
but we know better.
Exactly.
He gets bigger. He grows.
So they inevitably get a funding, just they say a blank check as it is, to do this continually for other monsters that they are finding or tracking down. So that's what happens pretty much in the 1952 timeline.
That's episode three, yeah.
Yeah,
so that's everything 1952, I think, up until whenever we see them again. I don't know.
Yeah. And then we jump in towards the other timeline, which was, what, 2014 or
2015.
2015, right. And they're doing this whole thing similarly where they're trying to find...
They're trying to find the dad.
Dad, yes. They're on this whole manhunt for the dad.
But they didn't know, like, he worked for Monarch.
Yeah.
And they also didn't know he had a secret family with another kid and all that stuff. So there's, like...
Right, that's the overarching timeline. But they once they finally get their plane, they...
They think he's in Alaska.
Yeah. And then they crash, and then they find another monster there that is like
a
this
snow one.
Ice. Yeah, and it's pretty good. Like, just overall, the way that the whole, like, fiasco is depicted, it was honestly decent, but now they are stuck mm-hmm. because their plane gets destroyed. They're trying to figure out, you know, different places of facilities to where they, one, can get answers, but also, two, get rescued. And then we pretty much end right before the attack, the big attack on the monster, because now we're jumping into episode four a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, episode four. I mean, we might as well finish episode four yeah. real quick, though. So basically in episode four, it's kind of like only 2015 for the most part and a little bit of 2013.
Yeah.
So what we see in 2015 is, writing this must have been crazy, like all the yeah. time jumps and stuff.
I wonder if they had two
which
separate...
makes it,
like,
they had to.
Yeah.
Like units?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be easier. But, yeah, 2015, that whole storyline there is, like, they kind of split up, and the son is trying to... He thinks he saw a building.
Uh-huh.
And so there's, like, some trippiness, and you kind of see more of his... Kentaro's his name. But you see this whole relationship with his father develop in the past and, like, why he's so moody in the present. And you also see how him and May... his ex-girlfriend first met.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of There's actually some heartfelt stuff there. It wasn't my favorite episode. We'll get to that in a second. But, yeah, there was a little bit more heartfelt stuff in that episode. And they kind of just deal with his relationship with his father. But then, of course, they get rescued by Monarch. And who knows what happens next, because I haven't seen what happens next. Right.
So, okay, so that's...
No, there's no 1950s storyline in that which sucks.
Which is kind of a bummer, because that is my favorite storyline so far.
I agree. I think it's way more fun.
This current storyline is just... It just feels like a little bit more drama. Like, it's, you know, oh, daddy had two...
Feels less fun.
Yeah, and the other one, it's like the whole discovery of where it's coming from and learning that there's new monsters. So it feels more of a revealing...
I want to live in that world.
Yeah, more. Like a revealing timeline, as opposed to in the current timeline, that, right? They're living through all the trauma, but now they're like, what do we do? So it just feels aimless to me.
Yeah. I think it's... Well, let's talk about likes and dislikes then for all the episodes.
Okay.
So overall... For me, I love the past episodes or the past segments. I think it's really interesting. No, something I do like is that even in the past timeline, we're jumping around a little bit. So we're getting aspects of the plot piecemeal, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
And I think it reminds me of like old adventure films I used to watch as a kid. Mm-hmm. Or like something like Peter Jackson's King Kong, almost. Okay, that it feels kind of adventurous. But I enjoyed those segments. I think the acting's great. I like seeing some of these. We do get a little bit more serious stuff with the testing of Godzilla and like nuking him.
Yeah.
And I did like that, because Godzilla always stands for something in the movies. Like, he's either about like the environment, or he's a stand-in for like how we nuked Japan.
Yeah.
And like the trauma from that. So in this case, in the American films, it's more about the environment. So you mm-hmm. see like I don't remember her name. The scientist's name. Do you remember her name?
Oh, Emiko? No.
Kiko? Anyways.
Yeah.
The doctor. She goes by doctor. She has this reaction to when they're like testing Godzilla that I think is pretty accurate to like the Godzilla we see later, that he's actually a good guy.
Yeah.
Humans are the bad guys, and he's like trying to protect us. So I like seeing that kind of developed, because we know what's coming in the future films. So I thought that was cool. But yeah, the main storyline. Oh, you want anything you want to talk about for the 50s storyline that you like, disliked?
No, for the 50s, I'm pretty much on board with every direction that they're going. Kind of like what I said earlier. The only dislike I have with the 50s, and it's not even really story, it's just Wyatt Russell. I don't like Wyatt Russell.
I don't know why. I mean, I do know why, because you told me, and it's dumb. But
I don't like him. I like Kurt better. But yeah,
Wyatt, I mean, I do too. But I think Wyatt's great. Interesting. Kurt as an old man though, in like the present time, is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't hear things. And at first I thought I was on accident, but it's it's pretty great.
He also looks great too. Like in the show, he just looks really good.
Good looking man.
Anyway, so for the newer timeline, it feels like such a different show, to be honest.
I kind of agree. I kind of wish I liked the characters more.
Yeah, I don't much.
Because they're supposed to be the emotional backbone, and I'm like, the brother's kind of a jerk to his new sister.
Yep.
And then the ex-girlfriend is a jerk to him.
Yep. I mean,
can you just make me like these characters a little bit? Because then I'd be fine. Like, if I liked them... I mean, Godzilla movies always suffer from having bad human characters.
Yeah.
And this almost has good ones. I mean, Godzilla Minus One is the exception in this case. But, yeah, just they don't work for me as much. I still enjoy, like, the action of it all. And it looks like a blockbuster movie.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool. But they were trying to do this emotional thing with Episode 5 that just didn't... I didn't resonate with it, I guess.
Yeah, it's just, it's not hitting for me, and I would just say that my main complaint over this entire show is that for the majority of the time, the newer timeline is just so slow, but then at the very, very, like, and it's just, it's so lazy to me, but at the very end of every single episode, they do something that's actually, like, interesting.
Exciting, yeah.
But then when you watch the next episode... It's such a quick, like, oh, this happened. And then they go back into more drawing out, long drama stuff. And then at the very end, again, they pull something really cool. And it's just like, what? Why do I have to, like, sit through all of this crap? Like, just get better at writing, cut something out, make something more balanced of a show, rather than just having it all be action from at beginning and at end, and all in the middle is just
slow. Like, I feel like some of it might come back, but even that very first episode, it ends with the scientist lady getting drug into that pit.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm assuming she dies, but maybe she doesn't, and we haven't heard anything else about that, though. Like, it hasn't been added on.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Because that was...
Well, it's because even that was further in the future-ish.
Future-ish, but then, like, it needs to wrap up. Like, it needs to tie together at some point.
It feels like they could have done miniseries and then different seasons of this as a miniseries. So, like, one miniseries being 1953, one miniseries being 2014, one miniseries being, you know, whatever. So, I'm just like, yeah, it feels a little scrambled. I mean, it, to your point, it looks so good, and it is like, right, this is what I wanted fantasy sci-fi shows to look like when I was growing up. So, like, I'm so happy that we're getting that now. I just want more of it. And I get that it's probably expensive to actually do more of, like, Godzilla and all these different monsters.
This is probably going to be the only season they do.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I just want more. Give me more.
I will say, I think if we binge this straight through, it would probably have a better flow to it story-wise.
Probably.
Because I think it will all tie together, I'm hoping. Also, before we move on, or before we...
End.
I guess, end.
Yeah. We're already at 40
minutes. I didn't realize this was co-created and developed by Matt Fraction, who is a very famous, one of my favorite comic book writers.
Oh, nice. Like a Thor?
He's in a lot of cool stuff. What's that?
Nothing.
He's known for his run. Well, I know him for his Iron Man run and his Hawkeye run.
Mm.
Those are my favorites from him. But he also does a lot of independent stuff. Like, there's a...
He looks young.
Yeah, he's youngish. But there's a series he did called Sex Criminals that's independent that was really funny and entertaining comic series. But he's done a lot. Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy.
Nice. Okay, cool. Well, let's wrap it up for these first four episodes. Next month, we will be finishing Monarch, because there's just so many shows that Carson and I want to get to. We will text back and forth and just try to figure out what we want to watch next. So we're going to give you guys a full month of full monsters. It's truly going to be madness. We have, I think, 8 monster movies and 6 Godzilla episodes that we're watching next month. So it's going to be wild.
And a Godzilla movie is on that list.
Yeah, that's true. So
we haven't decided which one. It depends if we can get to the theaters.
Pretty much our Halloween marathon just with monsters now.
Yeah, but it's going to be fun, guys. We're excited.
Yeah, we have a good selection for all of you. And for the most part, they're all pretty watcher-friendly, family... Not family-friendly, but... So, yeah, guys,
they're not going to be too intense.
Yeah, but, guys, we're so excited, especially about our merch line. So we will get that posted, or if that is posted, we will just DM us or text us, and we'll get you on the pre-order list. So you can get your content, that's crazy. So you can get your merch.
Wow.
Anyway, guys, so we will see you next week for the beginning of Monster Madness.
I was trying to do a Godzilla. Oh, Godzilla. That's a clean slate.